From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's Weekend America. I'm Barbara Bogave.
And I'm Bill Radke. This weekend, one of the exhibits at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. is all about Dada. So there is work by Man Ray and Marcel Duchamp.
Oh, do they have the urinal?
I did not see that on the website, the famous urinal. I didn't see that. I don't know about the bicycle wheel, but I know they do have Duchamp's painting of the Mona Lisa with a mustache and a goatee.
Oh, okay. That's in the top five.
Right. So the gallery decided the exhibit also needed some music, perhaps something that Duchamp might have appreciated. So they chose this piece called the Ballet Mécanique, which was supposed to be a soundtrack to a 1920s Dadaist film. Problem is, the piece, as it's written, can't be played by human beings because it's
people,
just too hard.
People have tried, though.
Well, they've tried, but it's too fast, it's too complicated, it's too difficult. So, cue the robots. This is what happened. A professor at Tufts University named Paul Lehrman has teamed up with Eric Singer of the League of Electronic Musical Urban Robots to get this Dada master.
Lehmer.
Exactly. League of Electronic Musical Urban Robots. And together, they were determined to get this Dada masterpiece performed.
There's just something magical about, you know, you're standing there and all of a sudden the piece starts and it's just, you know, everything is playing itself.
The robots can articulate notes a whole lot better than the human beings can, especially at these tempos. They're a lot more reliable. I shouldn't say they're better, but they're more reliable. It is such a monumental work. There is so much going on. I counted the notes in the piece once, and I think it's something like 600,000. And I didn't count them by hand. We have machines to do that. You've got a siren, which is playing both little short blasts and also long blasts.
We've created three xylophone playing robots.
Playing parts that are literally impossible for human beings to play.
We've created four bass drum players playing a variety of concert bass drums, one tam-tam or gong player.
Then you've got your 16-player pianos, which are playing in four groups of four pianos each, and they're playing just bang, 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 bang.
And three electric fan robots, which are used to simulate propellers.
So, you know, it looks pretty machine-like. It also looks a little bit like a medieval torture chamber, I think.
It seemed like a natural thing to do with robots. But really, what we're about is creating new forms of musical expression. And I think that's what Antheil was exploiting when he created the piece in the first place. He said, you know, well, if I can get 16-player pianos to play all together, I can create something that humans just can't play.
Before the Ballet Mécanique, no one had ever use noise as kind of the basic compositional element of a piece for such a long period of time and such incredibly loud noise. The struggle between man and machine is very old, and the people were really thinking about it and addressing it in art in the 1920s.
It conjures up images of movies like Metropolis and robots taking over the world.
I don't think he deliberately intended for it not to be playable, but I think that he really wanted to push the envelope and push the boundaries both of what people would be able to listen to and also what people would be able to play.
Eric Singer is the founder of Lehmer, the League of Electronic Musical Urban Robots. And Paul Lehrman is a composer and professor at Tufts University. Player pianos, they are robots.
Right? Good point.
So the entirely robotic performance of Ballet Mécanique will be on display at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. through March 29th.